pizzazz.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm a last-minute replacement, so we're here for the panel with Alan Muck. Whenever he shows up, I'm kidding. We're going to do a sketch tool today, and we've added Marcio Takara to the formidable duo of Koi Pham and Marcus Cho. As some of you may know, Marcus is moving to Brazil too, maybe. Moving back to Brazil in a couple of months, so this will be his last Toronto appearance for a little while at least.
Yeah.
But he will be back. So, Marcio, working on some Boom titles, Irredeemable. Yeah, or did you finish that one?
No, that was Incorruptible.
Oh, Incorruptible.
I was doing Incredibles. I'm doing Incorruptible.
He's doing the in-books for Boom. Marcus is still doing Red Robin, hopefully working his way back to what? No Dream Book yet?
Nightwing, let's hope.
and then maybe the Red Hood.
Why not do all three?
And Koi finished Shadowland.
No, Chaos War.
Chaos War. And
doing just Age of X Universe just came out, and then on to X-Men Legacy.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you guys pick a character that all three of them are going to draw, unless they three have a character that they would like to draw. Let the crowd decide?
You guys decide.
Okay, yeah. Give me some names.
And does that have to be from a certain comic book industry? It can be DC or Marvel, or it can be like just whatever.
Do you guys have any problems with your exclusive contracts in this? No? Okay, any character. Let's hear some names.
Deadpool.
Cannonball.
Batman.
Booster Gold.
Okay, we're not going to that. Edward's not allowed to talk.
Yeah.
Cannonball sounds good.
I did Batman last time, so Batman.
Deadpool?
Spawn, yeah.
Cannonball, Deadpool?
Spawn?
Keep it Canadian.
Okay, which?
Vindicator?
You guys pick out of there.
All right, Marcio.
Deadpool.
Marcio, since Marcio's last time here for a little bit, we're going to let you choose.
Deadpool.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
Deadpool, good?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. These guys are going to go and draw Deadpool. I'm going to take some questions from you guys as well. So, have a question for anybody to start? Besides, why not Cannonball? Why Booster Gold?
I like Booster Gold.
I like Booster Gold.
Two of the 40 people in here, great.
I already have a Blue Beetle from Marcio, so it would go with that.
All right, so let's talk. Marcio, you're moving back to Brazil, your hometown.
I am, yeah.
And you're inviting everybody down for Carnival?
Well, if you want to, yeah.
And you all have a place to stay. You heard it here, and I think
just
Jamie's taping.
Your own pup, did
it? Back there might be full.
It's warm, at least.
It is, and I'm tired of the cold. So
are you still going to be working on Incorruptible? Or?
Yeah. Nowadays with the web, I think it's... I can be anywhere I want, I guess. It doesn't really matter if I'm here. So, yeah, why not be closer to the beach and sun, I guess. I'm tired of the cold.
The Speedo hasn't gotten any use.
Leave Toronto in the summertime. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Marcus, what are you working on now with Red Robin?
The same old, really. I mean, Tim Drake doing his thing, getting hit on by lots of women.
Sounds like Marcus's life.
Oh, whatever. I don't think so.
Have you ever been around Marcus's table when he's sketching? When you're not there?
I try to stay.
What were you telling us yesterday about why you're so popular?
Well, it's just the characters. I mean, the characters itself has a strong female following with all the Robins, you know. They like the pretty boys. Not that we don't like the pretty girls either, right? I mean, who are we to judge?
So when do you start drawing Kara Kelly?
Who's that?
The Robin from Miller's Dark Knight.
Oh, that would be cool, actually.
I'm sorry, you had a question?
Yes. What's it like working for like one of the biggest like comic industries? Like, yeah, knowing like for so many like famous characters, like you got like a sense of prestige.
Koi? You worked on this, a lot of characters.
Like, you're drawing, like, Fred Robin, like, that must feel, like, pretty awesome. Like, you're drawing, like, this amazing superhero, like, and, like, you got, like, a sense of accomplishment, like, and just, like, seeing, like, getting your comics on, like, shelves.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that I'm sure we've all loved to do as kids. We drew all the time. It feels really good to have your stuff admired by just a lot of people, you know, and they see your work. And I don't know if it's a sense of it's a good feeling. Let's just put it at that. And I think the only thing I ever wanted to do was draw superheroes. So it kind of came pretty naturally.
What was the first book that each of you had published?
Oh, mine was for Marvel. 3-4 years ago, was one of those free comic books. That it was Spider-Man telling kids not to drink alcohol. Yeah, he knows that. Yeah.
And did you find that in an LCBO store?
No, they gave it to schools, I guess, in the States, I guess. It looked horrible. You know, that was just my first work ever. And then I went to some other stuff.
Where were you the first time you actually saw the printed book?
I was in Brazil, actually. Rio, yeah. The beach, probably.
They're reading his comic books.
Yeah,
at the beach.
Wearing my Speedos. Oh, and yeah.
Why are you here?
Doing drugs.
I don't know. I keep asking myself the same thing. You know, why am I here?
Marcus, what was your first printed
book? A book for Aspen Comics. A character called Cannon Hawk from their Fathom series, and it was for this anthology book, Aspen Seasons, that they did. The first one that they did, and that was first book.
How was it like being on a beach in Brazil reading it?
You're asking me?
Yeah. I was on a beach in LA reading it.
Oh, there you go.
And Koi? Mine was the Spider-Man What If with Peter David. Spider-Man the Other. You know the story where he has like stingers and.
Yeah.
And I didn't read it.
Someone else forgot that.
Yeah, exactly. So sad like that.
So all of you recently, I guess, in the last 7 years or so, right?
Yeah.
Had your first professional work set. So
yeah.
It's not like you guys have been doing this for 15, 20 years.
It's been 4 years only.
Sorry, question?
Which do you prefer, drawing on a digital tablet or in a traditional way?
Okay, I don't know if you all heard the question, but what method do you prefer drawing, digital or traditional, and why or why not?
I like to feel the paper, so I hate the tablet.
That was easy.
Mine's basically the same answer. I mean, it's very useful. I've seen a lot of ways that you can make it look really cool, and it just doesn't have the same enjoyment, I feel. Not as hands-on.
I would like to do digital, I just don't know how. So that's why I stick with
Cintiq, dude. Why Cintiq?
Yeah, I know.
that's pretty expensive, though.
Now, going back... Oh, sorry, question.
Just for an aspiring artist, like, where would formal training fit in your view of preparation and profession?
I wasn't formally trained. Were you guys... probably tell.
I went to a few schools, but I wouldn't recommend. You know, just do it by yourself.
I studied.
Don't drink. Don't stay in school.
Right. I studied 3D animation, and I did a lot of digital stuff. I wasn't very good at it, but like digital painting, textures, stuff like that. It helps in a way if you need the push. If you need something to kind of, you know, get your mind around it, at least that's how I feel. You could do it yourself, but some people need someone to kind of get on their butts to draw. So it helps some people to kind of understand where you need to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think you have to do it. Like the right way. I didn't take formal classes, but I knew that I didn't, so I was a little self-conscious about what I didn't know. So before I started to draw, I read, and you know, I had to tell myself I have to teach this stuff to myself.
I
went to school for other things. I didn't go to class, so I know just because you go to school doesn't necessarily mean you learn the stuff. So if you teach yourself all the stuff on your own, you're probably gonna get pretty close to the kid who pays attention half the time in class. You know, so it's definitely about teaching yourself.
Coy did go to school.
Yes, I did.
And what did you end up becoming?
I went to law school. So I was an attorney while drawing Hercules, the Next Factor. But I don't do that anymore.
So you were able to read your contracts pretty clearly.
Yeah.
I think I'll give you a call next time my contract's up.
Yeah, right now Marcio and Marcus are going, what's your email address? Marcus, what did you do before comics? Before, I guess you were still in school and then went straight into...
No, actually, I tried to go the route of a normal schooling kind of thing, where I took computer science.
Whoa.
I know. And I didn't go to class. And I obviously failed. And after that, I got a job in Los Angeles from a friend.
It's not mine.
It's mine. A friend that works at a photography studio. And I did photo editing and stuff like that before Aspen.
I was a graphic designer, a web designer. I was everything. I was doing special effects for movies and commercials for TV here in Toronto as well, and doing websites, print design, all sorts of stuff. But that was too boring. So 4 years ago, I decided to try to work with comics. Here I am.
Who inspires you?
Who?
Artistically-wise? Artistically or career-wise?
Okay, let's start with Koi.
Let me think about it.
You mean like when I'm staring at the page?
No, who do you... Is there anybody that you aspire to...
Well, I'm a...
Does somebody's art influence your style?
Yeah, I think... I just keep it's that the insecurity of not having the proper education and then starting a little later. So like I always want to try to be better and better. So pretty much everybody I look at, I try to take something from. But specific influences, there was a lot of. I grew up with John Romita Jr. and Paul Smith, the X-Men stuff way back in the day. Art Adams, but then the later guys, obviously Olivier and Travis Schrey is a big one. But when I'm looking at the page. It's nice to get a check every 2 weeks. So that kind of inspires me to draw too.
Marcus?
Pretty close to what he said about there's this. When you look at a lot of people, your peers and in general, like I share a studio space with a bunch of guys from Toronto here: Francis Manipole, Ramon Perez, Calvin Andrzejowski, Scott Hepburn and Andy Belanger and Willow Dawson, and they all, help kind of make you see your stuff in a different light, and it's really encouraging to see other people do what you do as well. And when I was younger, I grew up in the era of Jim Lee and Joe Madureira and stuff like that, so they have a big influence on why I started reading comics in the first place. And my mom's a really good artist too. So, I mean, she taught me how to draw in the first right off the bat.
Marcia,
Jim Lee, Silvestri, Adam Hughes, Frank Cho, the guy from Druna. What's his name? Manara, I guess. No, that's Sepieri, right?
Sepieri.
Yeah, there you go. Kevin Maguire, I guess. That was the first book I ever read. I guess the JLI. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Did you have a lot of European influences? Because you grew up in Argentina and there's...
No, not really, no. It's... No. Not really.
Actually, since we're not using the overheads, I'm just going to ask them to stop drawing and show you what they're where they're at right now. So okay. We'll start with Marcio. And Marcus. And just going back to something that Marcus mentioned, he works in a studio with a whole bunch of different artists, different styles. Koi, you work in a home studio. How do you find that? Or have you worked in a studio environment like Marcus before, or do you just kind of...
No, I have not. So, kind of envious. Be nice. It's working at home is tough. It's like with any job. When you're working at home, you have to find, you're going to make yourself that schedule. But the hardest part about it is to have other people around you recognize that you're at work. Because they're like, oh, you're not at work.
That's hard part.
It's yourself, too. You tell yourself, like, I'm at work. I can't put a load in the wash right now. You know, that sort of stuff. It's like part of the procrastination.
I work at home. What was the question?
Like working in a studio, have you ever worked in a studio?
I'm pretty good right now. It's good. I can pretty much wake up whenever I want. I work wearing my underwear. I can play the PS3 whenever I want.
And the truth comes out.
Yeah. I'm good the way I am now. It would be good to be in a studio as well, but I'm good.
No, you don't. Yeah, you don't really want to.
Yeah, well.
No? Oh, yes.
I understand the Marvel method well. It's like the writer comes up with an idea and the artist is the one that makes it visual. Do you guys think that your sequential tells more of the story or the script before it actually gets your hands?
Actually, do you guys use the Marvel method much?
I don't even know what the Marvel method
depends
is.
Depends on the writer. Depends on the project.
Yeah, it really depends on the writer.
Dan Slott did it the Marvel method, where if you guys don't know what that means, it means there's no words, no dialogue. It's just in this panel, this happens and this happens. Then they come in and they put in the words afterwards. So they'll say, Hank Pym is going to say something like this. So you just kind of draw it the way you want to tell the story. Then the writer will come in after the fact and kind of put in the actual communication. I prefer to have the more information, the better. I prefer to have all the words so I know where the balloons will go. I need to know exactly what's going on. Even like the more minute detail, the better. Because I might not draw it, but it gives me a better sense of the mood, the setting, the environment. So, I might not draw it, but the more information to help me realize the scene, the better.
Any other questions? Yes.
Marcus, did you get the hat?
I don't know. Francis got it for me for my birthday. So I think he got it. Yeah. I can't remember. What did he say? He was at a con or something like that and he saw it. He's going to buy it for himself, but he's like, that's so Marcus hat.
I know there's a booth in the convention that sells similar hats like that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of like the Tokidoki hats, and then the I saw a guy yesterday with a cool Robin hat that I kind of want.
Traded for a sketch.
Yeah, I don't want to take someone else's hat. That's gross.
I gotta ask this question though. What makes it a Marcus hat?
Apparently, I have things that it's just so me to my friends it. They just imagine, like, I have shirts that are like, man, that's a Marcus hoodie. I don't know what it makes it, and I don't know. Apparently, I'm so easily read.
Now, you all three have worked with some of the more, prolific and popular writers in comic history. Marcio with Mark Waid, Marcus Fabian. Did you work with Geoff Johns too when you were at Aspen?
No.
Okay. And
Mike kept them all to
himself. You worked with a whole bunch of Marvel, David, Dan Slott. Do you have a favorite writer that you haven't worked with? And who would that be? And what kind of book or character would it involve?
I'm sorry, did everybody hear that? I just hit puberty at 40. Yeah, so basically the question is, if there is a writer and a character or a book that you would want to work on, who is it? What is it?
Well, I really enjoy the All-Star Superman. I'm way behind in my reading. So when I read stuff, it's like years ago.
I still haven't finished the book.
I just finished All-Star Superman, and so I'm really enjoying Grant Morrison these days. So we kind of need to do something there.
Any particular character?
Not really. Nothing really comes to mind. Just to see his take on stuff is kind of neat.
Marcus.
I would like to work with Jeff Johns. I mean, you know, Mike always said really great things about Jeff, and Francis does too.
He's referring to as Mike Turner, the late Mike Turner.
Yeah. And he, you know, everything he touches is gold, it seems. I've heard a lot of good things that he's, you know, he writes for artists and stuff like that. I just, it would be neat to work with him and see, you know, the collaboration that you know, I can do.
Marcy.
Maybe Keith Giffen, I guess. I really love the GLI.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. But Wade is awesome, and I love to work with Wade. It's compared to the other scripts from different writers, I can see why he is who he is. So,
do you guys keep in constant contact with the writers?
Just through email. Yeah, that's me. I don't know about them.
Just through emails. Fabian always says, you know, if you ever want to talk to me, and you know, that's cool, and we can discuss scripts. But I don't know anything about the story, so why would I say anything?
Yeah.
You know, I just want to read what you have to write, and I'm cool with it.
I think they like that input.
Yeah.
Because I was working with Brian Bendis, and he said, he called me and he said, "All right, dude, what do you want to draw?" I don't know. So I felt that was kind of a wasted opportunity, you know?
That's great. I got that from Fabian, too, before we started, where he started writing it. And I'm like, Batgirl, Teen Titans.
Yeah, but I thought they were like just being nice, but really, like that's the kind of collaborate, because it makes their job easier. So yeah. It is good to...
If you guys have ideas about how the story should go or making like minor changes, are you comfortable with going to the writer and asking them about it, or do you just draw what they give you?
I just have a do.
I just change it.
I've changed it a couple times, but I'm pretty comfortable with Fabian, and I was really comfortable with Chris. There's a lot of writers out there, or at least I have never encountered any writer that got mad at me for doing that. You know, it doesn't happen a lot, but every once in a while, there's something you think would look better visually. I do make some changes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's
your guys' opinion on digital motion comics?
Marcio?
I think they suck.
Until they make an incorruptible.
Yeah. Well. To them, but I think they look terrible. I don't even know if you can call them comments. I don't know. I don't like them.
Just a show of hands. Has anybody seen a motion comic? And how do you like it?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we all agree with Marcio.
Yeah, there you go.
Marcus, how about you?
I don't mind them. I mean, I don't read them really, but it is a good place to try something that you haven't tried before, because you're not sure. Because a lot of us, if we like the book, we'll go and buy it. But the problem is sometimes there's new things that come out that I'm not willing to spend $5 on. So the motion comic or the digital comic is a good way to kind of try a couple things and see if you like them. So I like that in that sense.
What? I don't like them. I like digital comics are cool. I get that, but the motion comics where you're just kind of doing both,
that's true. Yeah, the motion comics is not that fun.
You'd rather just see it animated.
But there are ways to do motion comic, but you can't take. You have to use. There are some guys like the independent stuff. They do motion comic and it works well because it makes the panels move the way they're supposed to move, and it's it. It can be done. Just the big companies don't get it yet.
I use my iPad to read digital comics all the time, but not motion comics.
Any questions? So, you guys, I guess most of you are comfortably into your current runs right now. Do you have any kind of upcoming plans that you can share with anybody, or because they'll just stay in this room?
Yes.
Really?
I can say, I'm sorry.
Did you let Corey read the contract first, though?
What?
Yeah. Oh. Go ahead and talk about it. You're fine.
Marcus?
I can't talk about it.
You've been doing the Red Robin, though, for what, 24-ish, is that?
Well, no, not 24, because Ramon Bach did the first 5. But I'm on issue 24 right now, working on it, so... And I didn't do issue 22. I know, I was kind of disappointed. Well, I guess I could say this, but it should stay in the room. I did do a...
You guys gonna promise? Don't forget, there's a lawyer at the end of the table, too.
Rattling into the mic.
Oh, yeah, right, there's a mic, so maybe I should do it. Good point.
Corey, what are you going to be working on once you finish? Because you tend to do, like, these 5-6 issue arcs, right?
Yeah. I like it that way. But I think I'm going to do a 5-issue with X-Men Legacy with a 250, so that's like a new, like, starting on point for the book. I just pretty much go where they tell me to go. I really don't, because it's fun.
You're drawing what you like.
I draw what I like, exactly.
You get one of the best paychecks every 2 weeks, don't you, with the Spider-Man logo.
What's that?
You get one of the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get direct deposit now, so no fancy check. But that was nice.
Do you ever want to not deposit and just frame the check?
I like my money there faster. I'll give up the pretty picture.
Wait till they give you a royalty check of like 5 cents and you can frame that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Any questions? Yes.
What would be your dream project if it wasn't... without considering exclusives with any writer and any character?
JLI.
Oh, I didn't realize you knew that.
With Keith and Maguire and Adam Hughes.
So him not really drawing it, right? Yeah.
So basically, he just read a collected edition.
Just to get a check for it. I don't want to do it anymore. I like that check. Sign me up for that one.
That'd be awesome, man.
That sounds like an editor position to me.
Yeah, I guess.
He'll be the new next editor. Of-
I love it.
Yeah, I grew up reading X-Men, so this is kind of pretty cool. So I'm enjoying doing anything X-Men right now. But aside from the Marvel stuff, I was a huge Alien Legion fan, so they're kind of rad to do something with that, if you guys remember.
Thanks, Soroka.
Yeah, exactly. That was good stuff.
Really good 80s space war comics.
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance to find it. I think Dark Horse.
They reprinted some, yeah.
Did an omnibus of it. Really great artwork at the time. The 80s was a good time for comics, so, but... Marcus and Marcia, do you remember the 80s?
I was 7 years old when the 80s ended. So
really?
Barely, yeah.
Well, I was 10.
The 90s was my time.
The Image boom?
Yeah, okay. And the X-Men cartoon and the, that kind of stuff. That was awesome. My time.
Corey, you mentioned Paul Smith, so you were...
I'm older,
Yeah, a little bit older. So you also went through the great comics boom with The Rocketeer and John Sable.
Mike Grell's work.
So did you become like a Marvel guy, or were you just somebody who would sample everything?
What happened was my friend would go to the store, because I didn't live near this before, like comic stores are everywhere. Kind of like how it is now. They're not around anymore. But yeah, my friend would go to the store, so he would pick up like a bargain bin, like Power Man, Iron Fist, 5 for like $1. So I'd get a bunch of those. But then it was a lot of mostly Marvel stuff. But then I started reading, because he kept reading a lot of First comics with John Sable Freelance, and Badger was a huge one that I loved. You know, like chopping people's heads off, it was awesome. But yeah, so it was mostly Marvel. I tried getting some DC stuff. I had a hard time following it, even back then. So it was mostly Marvel, and then independent stuff was a lot of fun.
Marcus, you were like an Image kind of guy. Was it Image only, or did you kind of read?
No, actually, I didn't read a lot of Image books. Wildcats was the only one I did, because I didn't like anybody else, to tell you the honest truth. That's okay.
But
the only one that's my boss is Jim. So I got that covered. It's good. No, I didn't have a lot of money growing up. I had like maybe a couple dollars.
At the end of the 90s.
Well, you know, still my parents, you know, giving me money for comic books was not exactly an option. Every once in a while, they give me $5 and I go, you know, pick something up. I think my first comic that I bought with my own money, which wasn't really my money, it was really my lunch money that I was supposed to spend on lunch, but was Marvel vs. DC when during the time when they did the, what are they called? Amalgam Comics.
Amalgam, yeah. That was cool.
That was so cool because I got everything in one book. I got all the characters I wanted to see in one book. And, you know, we can complain about that stuff nowadays, but as a kid, you know, all you want to see is the Hulk fight Superman.
Yeah.
Right? You can say all you want about how, you know, that'll never happen, blah, 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 but...
I like the Wolverine and Noble fight.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
The whole cigar thing.
And how Aquaman beat... Namor by having a whale fall on him. Yeah, that was good stuff.
Anybody have any questions?
Yes. Actually, Marcio, you're a Thundercats fan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the new animation?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of it?
I don't like it. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just like I was a big fan too. Like I like it because I mean, of course, it's not like the classic ones, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's not.
Do you think they change it too much?
I'm not sure about the animation, but the character designs they look different. It's not for me, I guess. It's a different generation, yeah. I don't think I'm supposed to like it. I don't know about the animation. They usually aren't that good, you know, because of money, I guess. I don't know. They don't have the money to spend too much time in that. But
I forgot what the studio was called. Yeah. 4 degrees Celsius or something like that.
Right.
And Animatrix guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be okay, but I thought the designs were okay, but I don't have any confidence in the story. It seems like we were saying with the whole generation thing, it's like a lot of cartoons, the attention span, it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like crazy, 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 quick get it out.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's a shame, yeah.
I gotta tell you, I'm watching some incredibly crazy stuff up here, and Marcio's just crying, and... Boys got scratching. But these pieces look amazing. Actually, speaking of movies, I guess there's going to be at least two really good ones that you guys will probably be seeing this summer. Thor and that Green Lantern dude. If you had to choose one to watch in a theater, which one would it be?
Green.
Based on the trailers that we've seen so far.
The Green Lantern.
Green Lantern?
Yeah. I prefer DC.
Don't forget who your boss and the writer you want to work with. which one is it?
Well,
Captain America was coming out this year, too.
Yeah, Captain America's coming out, too. That's a hard question. I mean, on one hand, one company pays me and the other one doesn't. No. I mean, I think Thor was the one that I really wanted to watch. Well, Captain America, but Thor looked... From the trailers, Thor looks better than Captain America, even though I want to see both. All three.
Koi?
I really dig the Green Lantern one, but they're all fun.
Yeah, I like them all.
Do you guys get a chance to go up and see a movie?
Yeah.
How many hours a day do you work?
Sometimes none, sometimes.
I've seen your Twitter feed yet.
Well, with Marvel, they... We get invited to the New York screenings for all Marvel movies.
Nice. So.
So that's kind of nice.
No matter where you are.
Yeah, if you get your butt up there, yeah. you can see it.
You're invited, but you gotta get your own way up.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you been to a Marvel screen?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Fun. I mean, the cost of gas and parking is it's cheaper to go to see it at home. But but it's a nice event to be a part of.
What does DC do for you guys?
Send us comics.
That's a lot true. Of it. We don't get comics.
Yeah, we get everything DC publishes.
DC That's Online, nice. Right?
Oh yeah, I got DC Online, but I only got that because Francis.
Oh yeah, there you
go. It's good to have a studio mate.
Yeah.
What does Boom do for you guys?
Not much. You know. You send me comics.
Comics about it. No movie screenings.
Not really. Right, no. It's about it.
We got about. About 10 minutes left. You guys are almost done. Done?
Yeah, I'm pretty close to it. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is, we don't have any questions.
Oh, okay.
What
do you guys think of, the Japan term, like Iron Man and the X-Men as animes?
For me, if it gets people talking about it, I'm good. Do you know what I mean? Everyone talks about how, comics is dying and stuff. If people are talking about it, it works for me. So turn it to anime, gets kids to know about Iron Man and the Iron Man story. I don't see anything bad coming from that.
I love manga and Japanese anime, so I don't.
Well, yeah, manga and anime are it's just kind of hard seeing, what you're so used to, Japanese form. I'm not, I just can't really listen to voice.
Yeah. But I don't like the stuff myself, but from a business point of view, I'm not going to get in the way of it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen so many Hong Kong movies turn into American movies, so.
Yeah,
what's the difference with the other way around, right? I mean, Magnificent Seven and Departed and all that stuff, it goes both ways. So, I mean, I'll take a look at it because I'm interested to see how they do it. And if I don't like it, I don't like it. That's not for me then. So other people might like it, right?
Sorry. For those who don't know or haven't been to one of these, do you have a raffle ticket? And if you don't have a raffle ticket, can you just raise your hand? And Allison will give you one. What we're going to do, are you almost done?
I'm not.
I think it's just for Marcus.
I'm done.
I'm just messing around.
What we're going to do exactly. is we're going to have each one of them draw a ticket, and the lucky winner will get the piece that they drew. I think we got everybody. Oh, the lucky shake.
Just so you know, the lucky shake.
Do you want to start with Koi? Actually, Koi, can you show them the piece, please?
That's cool.
And whoever wins a piece, if you can just wait over here.
Man, it's so much better than mine.
You and the artist.
This was good.
Okay.
I did this last year.
All right. What's the number?
The number is 464090.
464090.
Right there. Ah, there you go, man. All right.
That's what
I'm doing. I didn't see you sitting there.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yo, dude. What's up, man?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
Marcus is up next. Let's see it.
I don't know whose number is whose. 464079.
There you go.
Thanks, man. Thanks,
Tom. No worries.
Thank you.
And last but not least, Marcio.
There you go.
He's got background like this.
Background.
464075. 464. Oh, all right. Yeah. All right. Anything you guys have to add in closing?
I don't.
Okay. Enjoy your time in Brazil.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's been a pleasure. See you soon, though.
Yeah, I'm going to come visit, right?
Yeah, sure. And you can bring your pup tents in the backyard whenever you're in Brazil. Marcio, and you'll be fine. So thank you all for attending.
Philadelphia. Yeah, that's quite a trip.
And go and enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you very much.
No traffic.
Good to see you.